What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey guys, before we get into today's quick tip, quick announcement for you. I'm going to be doing a couple of live free webinar trainings the week of November 4th, which is coming up really fast. I can't believe it's November already. If you want to stop feeling overwhelmed when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ads, and you're an online expert, in other words, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're an online educator, and you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating profitable Facebook and Instagram ads, then I want to invite you to register for one of these free live webinar trainings. They're going to be the same training, but I like to offer different days and times to make it convenient for you. Now, this training is called Facebook and Instagram Ads 101, Three Strategies for Creating Effective and Profitable Ads That Get Results. Okay. The link to go to register for a day of time that works best for you is rickmulready.com/live training. And at the training, on the training, I should say, in addition to learning my exact step-by-step process that I think all online experts need to know to be generating profitable leads and sales with their Facebook and Instagram ads, I'm also going to be sharing the most common mistakes that I see most people making with their ads and how you can avoid them. I'm also going to be doing a live Q&A on each of those trainings. Okay. Again, the link to sign up for one of these free live trainings the week of November 4th is rickmulready.com/live training. Okay. Let's jump into today's quick tip. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready back with you here with another quick tip episode here on the podcast. With these quick tip episodes, this is where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue in your business as a result. So, on today's quick tip, I want to talk about I'm taking a breath here because this is a hot button topic, if you will. And I want to talk to you about the ever popular question of what's good, and I'm using air quotes right now as I say good, when it comes to stats, or what are the benchmarks that you quote unquote should be shooting for in your business? This is a question that I get almost on a daily basis. And it's one of those questions that can get you into a lot of trouble, frankly, in your business. And I'm going to explain to you why. So by stats, you know, this could be anything in your business. This could mean your cost per lead on your Facebook or Instagram ads, your cost per click, or this could be your sales conversion rate on your sales page, or it could be your conversion rate on your, you know, sales calls that you're doing. If you're doing like a free breakthrough strategy call in which you are selling into a coaching program or something like that on that call, you know, it could be the conversion rate that you're seeing on those calls. Okay. So with that sort of as the foundation, as the backdrop of our conversation here, if you're asking somebody and you're asking the question, what their stats are. Hey, what are you getting? What are you getting for your conversion rate on your sales call? What are you getting for your sales page conversion rate? I want to say that you're doing yourself a disservice and you're doing your business a disservice. Okay. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. Number one is we're all in different niches, right? So the stats that I get for my ads, for example, in my niche is going to be completely different than somebody who's in like the gardening niche or, you know, what's another one? Knitting. I don't know where that came from, but like in the knitting niche, you know? So the fact that we're in different niches, that's like the stats are going to be different. You know, we have to be comparing apples to apples and not apples to oranges because every niche is different. Costs are going to be different. Conversion rates are going to be different and so on. Okay. So that's number one, different niches. Number two is we all have different offers, right? So let's just say we're talking about, you know, a lead magnet and the cost to get that, you know, a lead, cost per lead on a specific kind of lead magnet. Well, that offer on a lead magnet could be very different than what you're offering in your business. It could have a completely different win for the person that you're trying to attract. Could be a video series. It could be a download, whatever it is. The fact that they're different offers is going to, you know, greatly affect the results that you're getting from your ads. Okay. Now, if you're doing sales calls, for example, if you're doing a free strategy call and on that call, you're going to sell into a program. Again, the offer, your offer could be very different from somebody else who is doing a free strategy call and selling into a program. Their offer could be completely different. Their format and how they do the calls could be completely different. So again, we're comparing apples to oranges. Another example here is everyone has different funnels, right? You have no idea, for example, what someone has on the back end of their sales funnel. Maybe they're taking a loss to acquire a customer, but they have upsells built in on the back end for offers that convert like crazy. So they're taking a loss up front, but they're making, you know, the lifetime customer value is going to be so much greater because they've got upsells built in to their funnel. And so maybe you don't have upsells built into your funnel and you can't take a loss to acquire a customer. So again, we want to be careful because we don't want to be comparing apples to oranges. So like if your funnel is completely different than somebody else's and you start comparing your stats to that person's stats, you're doing yourself a disservice. Why? Because that can discourage you in a big way, right? Oh, I'm doing something wrong. My stats aren't as good as this person's stats. Oh, you know, like I have to change. So I have to blow up my funnel here because I'm not, you know, I'm not doing as well as so-and-so. That's why it makes me laugh and also cringe at the same time when, you know, people start sharing, oh, my cost per lead was 79 cents. And other people start hearing that and they're seeing like, let's just say as an example, a $4 cost per lead. And they're like, oh, yeah, I stopped my ads because I'm not getting a 79 cent lead like so-and-so. Well, we have to be really careful that, you know, because a $4 cost per lead for the most part, again, I'm making a generalization here, is pretty darn good, right? So when we start comparing our stats to other people's stats, we are on a slippery slope. And you got to be really careful and take everything in a relative manner because you can get discouraged in a big way. You can be like, oh, I'm not doing things the right quote unquote way. When in fact, what I want to encourage you to do instead is to run your own race. Okay. Now, before I go on with that, there are some benchmarks out there that you really should be shooting for, right? As an example, you know, a minimum 20%, let's just say, conversion rate on your opt-in page. Now, when I say opt-in page, I mean, you're sending people to a free download page or a free registration to a video series or a webinar or a training video or whatever it is, right? It's no cost, but that conversion rate really should be at least 20%. Now that can also really vary depending on what your offer is. So for example, you are likely going to have, and also it can vary based on the type of traffic that you're sending to that page. Cold traffic versus warm traffic. Warm traffic is should be converting higher than cold traffic, right? So there's a lot of different variables there. And oftentimes we don't know the complete picture. We don't know the full scope of what someone's doing in their business. So when they start sharing stats or you're asking them what their stats are, you gotta be really careful with that. Because what I don't want to see happen is for you to feel discouraged because yours maybe, quote unquote, might not be as good as theirs. That's a big disservice. We don't know everything about their funnel. And they're also very likely in a different niche, right? So rather than asking what others are getting for their stats, here's what I want you to do instead. Number one, run your own ads. And whether that's you running your ads or an ads manager running your own ads, establish your own stats. Establish your own benchmarks by getting people to go through your sales funnel that you have set up. And then you're constantly always trying to beat your stats in your funnel there, right? And as you're doing that, you're testing and you're testing and you're testing. So you're running your ads, you're getting people through your funnel, or, you know, you have an email list and you have a new opt-in and you want to send them through the opt-in. Cool. What are your conversion rates? Are you selling something on the back end? Or do you have an upsell? Do you have a downsell? Whatever it might be, you know, run ads, figure out what your benchmarks are, get people to go through that funnel, keep testing and track all of your stats and see what it's costing you to get leads, what it's costing you to acquire a customer, and always try and improve on those stats. Because when we start comparing our business to other people's and we start asking what their stats are, right? And we start making decisions for our own business based on what others are doing, remember, that's a slippery slope, my friends, and one that can lead you down the wrong path really quickly, because then that really triggers that shiny object. Ooh, maybe I should be doing this. Maybe I should be doing that. Ooh, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Well, maybe it's not working as well as it should for you personally in your business, but you got to run your own race. You got to stay in your lane to figure out what your own stats and benchmarks are. Okay. Now, again, just to caveat this, I have talked about here in the podcast quite a bit about what some benchmarks that you probably, quote unquote, should be shooting for. One of them, for example, is like your conversion rate on your opt-in page, for example, or like your click-through rate on your ads. But even that, I often say like at least 1% on your click-through rate, but even that, it's all relative there. Because if you're getting great conversions, your cost per lead is low and you're getting sales off of that, it's all relative. Right. So the point I really want to make here in this quick tip episode is just to be really careful about asking other people what their stats are, what their benchmarks are. Because again, we're doing ourselves a disservice when we start comparing ourselves to other people's stats and we're trying to do things for our own business based on what other people are doing. And that, again, is a slippery slope and one that can lead us down the wrong path really quickly. So run your own race, my friends. Get out there, run your ads, get people to go through your sales funnel, keep testing, track your stats, and establish your own benchmarks. Okay. All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was super helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Super appreciate you. And I'll see you right back here for the next episode here at the Art of Online Business Podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree, heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.